If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Crunch time!
Crunch time!
You're listening to Crunch Time on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Crunch time!
Crunch time!
All right, welcome to Crunch Time. Frank Bowl and my good buddy Neil Smith at Grunhardt. He's like a ghost.
Hey, man, it's okay. I'm here.
Shoot.
But Grunny is a ghost.
Yeah, he is. He's busy, he's gone. He's here.
He knew who to call on, though, right? He knew who to call on.
Oh, he knows who to call on. You got there. I got Neil Smith beside me. Former Kansas City Chief from 88 to 96. With those Denver Broncos, 97 and 99, where he got two Super Bowl rings. Ended up in San Diego for a while in 2007. Six-time Pro Bowler, 1990s All-Decade Team, Chiefs Hall of Fame. Everybody knows my buddy Neil Smith. How are you, Pat?
Thanks for having me, man. I'm great. Yeah, I'm good, Frank.
Yeah, we're at the CBD American Shaman, right behind Applebee's. We are at CBD Shaman Clinic here, the Akasa Care Center. And come on in and join us. Got a little party going on in the back room over there, don't they?
They're showing up right there.
Know what the heck's going
got
on
a little
there?
Wine, little yeah, cheese, you bet. Crackers.
Yeah, they got the whole thing going. They're celebrating a little bit. They're doing great. CBD American Shaman, the industry itself is just exploding, and this is one of the top CBD companies in the world, located right here in Kansas City. There are over 40 shops here in the metro. Remember, it's 30% off. You walk into a CBD American Shaman store tonight, okay, right now between 6 and 7, while Neil and I are on, just say, I want the 8-10-30. Yes. That means the 8-10 special, 30% off. And if you walk in any CBD American Shaman shop in the entire metro, any one of the 40 shops, and just ask for the 8-10-30, they'll give you 30% off any product in the store. It is terrific. It's third-party tested, guaranteed to be 0.3% THC or less. And a lot of times it is way less, and it is, like I said, third-party tested, so you know it's good stuff. And it was U.S. Hemp Authority certified, which is also a big deal. You just got that about a month or so ago.
That's great.
And that's great because, you know.
Certification means a lot.
Yeah, you bet. And you could see there's CBD stuff everywhere.
Everywhere.
I mean there's CBD gas stations. Yeah. It's in convenience stores. It's everywhere. You have no idea what is inside of that CBD product, unless it is on the label, and with CBD American
and I tell people all the time,
it is on the label.
I tell people all the time, Frank, I say, you know what separate us from everybody else is that, you know, this is the number one company, not just because of the way it's been built, is that it's a one-shop shop, and everything is just, you know, it's homegrown. It comes to the dispensary here in town. We disperse it, and the consumer gets it. It's not a third-party deal, and that's what separates it from everybody else is that the third party is out. It gets straight to you from the consumer.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
No one else touches it.
Third-party testing is perfect. And every batch is tested.
Absolutely.
Everything's tested all the way through.
And then the animal product now is showing up. And
yeah, you got the dogs, you got the cats, you got horses.
Oh, yeah.
You got all kinds of stuff.
You can't miss.
Yeah. Yeah, you bet. So, you know, if you've got an issue, you got an issue with anxiety, you have an issue with sleep, you have an issue with pain, you have an issue with virtually anything, they have a CBD product
just for you
because there's like, you know, it's amazing.
So it's no excuse.
Yeah,
so it's no excuse. Not sleeping. And you know what? That's what I did. I had to change my resume and how I sleep, and I have to take it, you know, because, you know, I do sometimes. I mean, I still think I'm playing. I'm just on a schedule where when it's 6 o'clock or 5:30, I'm up. I can't go back to sleep. So now I can sleep to 7 and feel a little bit better that I get them other few hours in.
Yeah,
so
right. Plus, you can sleep better all night long. You know? That's true.
Absolutely. It's the best.
Exactly. They're going to do a major sleep study here, Dr. Jesse Lopez. We'll talk to him during our last segment a little bit. They're going to do a major sleep study here through this clinic. And you're going to bring people in and say, hey, you have a problem with sleep, whatever, try this. And let's see how it works. And they're going to come back and go back and forth, and they're going to study it and see how it works and see what's going on. And, you know, because some people just need a little.
Doctors never stop. Some people
need a little bit more.
Doctors never stop.
No, we don't let them stop.
Yeah, we don't let them stop. There's always a
man. Yeah, so I've got Neil Smith here. Coming up next segment, I've got Daniel Harms is going to join me from arrowheadguys.com. D_Harms19. He is a film analyst for Arrowhead. Guys, we're going to talk all about the Chiefs, both offensively and defensively. I know one thing I want to talk about with you, of course, is defense with this football team. It looks like at exactly the right time, Steve Spagnuolo, defense coordinator, has got these guys getting to the right spots, doing the right things, and playing better football. They just, I don't know how much better, but they're playing better.
Well, they're playing now to a higher level than it was a year ago, and you can see the turnovers coming at the right time, and I just think that, you know, you can see a sense of urgency there, and I think that's what they might be doing out there is definitely paying attention to details and just a sense of urgency of getting and making plays. And you know, now this team has struggled, and I think that now the chemistry a little bit with Spagnuolo is coming on to them. It's that once you pick up that chemistry and you know exactly where to be at and what you to expect out of what plays that you know you can make and putting play people in the right place to make those plays, that's the difference.
How much is it? All the guys are getting to play together, so the guy, you know what the guy next to you is going to do, so that you don't. You know, you don't try to do too much. Like, you know, if you're a Tyrann Mathieu, you're a Juan Thornhill playing safety, sometimes, you know, well, the corners look like they might need a little bit more help, so you start cheating, you start moving up, you're going to try to help a corner do this, that, or the other thing. Next thing you know, guys running by you and you get beat.
Well, I mean, it takes a little time with being a veteran, too. And, you know, Tyrann Mathieu is that type of guy. He have that leadership where he has that patience. If he sees something that he know that it's that play, you know, he probably jump a route or two and take that chance. But I just think that, you know, you got these younger guys now. And then defense, it's like anything else. It's like the defense, you have to trust that guy that's next to you. And if you don't have that faith in him, then you tend to get out of your gap and try to do something that's somebody else's job. And if you just pay 100% on doing what you have to do and then trust that next guy be there, it's not your fault. It's that next guy that then have to come in place. And I think that now, you know, it's kind of peaking in the right situation. And I know, you know, they're going up to New England this week and they're struggling a little bit with their offense, especially in the red zone. And, you know, I know it's on Tom Brady's mind. Everybody's seen his frustration. You've never seen a mad Tom Brady, but if he ever get comfortable again, he's still Tom Brady. You know, and I think we got him in the right place at the right time. But this game still kind of like, you know, scare me a little bit in a sense, yeah. Because I think that, you know, it's going to be a big game. You're expecting big things out of it. But a win here will definitely give you more momentum going into it. If he does win the number one or number two seed, it gives it an opportunity to say, hey, we've been there before and we know how to get it done.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if New England does beat them out for that or whatever.
Yes.
And they have to eventually go there to play a football game again. That's the thing I said too, Neil. I said, of course, they have the AFC West wrapped up. Mm-hmm. So you look at New England game, you go, it really doesn't mean that much. You know what I mean? Because it's pretty much a long shot to get the one or two seed. Doesn't mean that much. It's not, but players don't think that way, and I wouldn't think that way if I was a player. If I was a Chiefs player, I'd be going up there, going, you know what? It's time for us to stick our flag in the ground here. Look, these guys have had our number, except for the one game, the opening game a couple of years ago when the Chiefs ran all over those guys. But this team's really had our number.
Yeah.
We got to go up there. We've got to win a football game. Let them know that we can come in here and win a football game. If you lose this football game, I just worry if you have to go back, how much confidence you can possibly have. Because, like you said, New England is down a little bit. Tom Brady's not playing well. Tom Brady's playing okay. He doesn't have the pieces around him anymore.
Yes.
Like the wide receivers getting open. Their wide receivers are having a terrible time getting open. That's why he was screaming and yelling on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. He was screaming and yelling on them, including Edelman. He was yelling at Edelman too. Oh, yeah. Come on, you guys got to work harder. Get open. And he's definitely frustrated last week.
Had a frustration. You never seen it before. And you know, he always normally be calm and cool around selected. But, you know, that Gronkowski is not there. You know, they take an element away from him in different situations. And they say, okay, now you beat us with somebody else. And the guys is just not there gelling with him. Even when he gave a signal, somebody picked up a signal that he gave the gunshot, like, hey, double move. And he threw the ball to the spot where he's supposed to be at. And the guys cut the route off. So, I mean, his frustration is everybody knows it. And it's out there now. But the simple fact is that, you know what, you can't worry about what them. They're going to correct what they have to do. And I can promise you, they're not going to make the mistakes at home like they would do anywhere else. But, hey, Tom Brady said, hey, you know what's the game? We lost it. We didn't play well.
Right.
You can expect them playing well in this game because I think that they know that if they beat this team here, it gives them that number one seed, and that's what they really shoot
right.
for.
They just have they'll still have a chance.
They still have a chance.
Other stuff has
to
happen.
I mean, you still have another season, but they'll say, okay, this is the biggest hill that we have to pass, being that they want that extra game. They really want that extra game at home.
Yeah, right. They'd really like to get a week off and get the game at home.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So trouble trying to catch everybody that's involved in this thing. They got New England's up there. You also have the Baltimore Ravens up there who also have the the Chiefs actually have a
– playing pretty good.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so, yeah, and Baltimore's just playing terrific.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know, the Chiefs beat them earlier this year, so they have a tiebreaker against them, which is good if it comes down to that. But there's a lot of things that have to happen. The one thing the Chiefs have to do is win all
gotta
four
win.
Games.
They've
got to beat New England, got Denver at home. Then they go to play Chicago. You know what the weather can be like up there late in the year. And then they've got the Chargers here. So the Chiefs, after this week,
it looks
have
pretty,
a pretty
promising.
Pretty favorable schedule to run the table. Whether or not that's good enough to get them into one or two seeds, you're leaving it up to everybody else. That's
absolutely,
what I'm saying
absolutely.
About it. But even with Patrick Mahomes hurt, and he was hurt part of the season here, they're still 8-4. I mean, they're still playing good football, still winning football games.
They're playing pretty good football. And think about it, it's like, you know, he's not fully back yet to where he, you know.
Patrick Mahomes, absolutely.
Yeah, he's not the Patrick Mahomes of you know, since the injury and, you know, the long flight over and back from London. You know, it's got a lot of things that's happening. I tell you what, he'll show up this week, though, because he know how important it is. I think his highest game is going to be that. Now he's just got to bring the guys that surround him. You know, we need the big play guys to step up and really make a statement, because I think that this is just not an average game, another game. I really think that this game is a statement game that you have to let them know that we're the next one on the block, and they can't get it done. And, you know, taking nothing from New England's defense. They got the number one defense in it. It'll be a great challenge, you know. New England's got their own problems, and it's going to be simple fact that New England's going to make it really easy on Tom Brady. They're going to start the running ball.
Yeah, sure.
You know, they're going to try to get that running game going, and they have a great back, and he can get it done that way, but they have to get off the field in third downs.
Sonny Michel is
Sonny Michel.
I mean, but it's not – they don't have a great back.
Yeah, he's great. He's good.
They have a good back. They don't have a great back. They don't have a – you know, they don't have a really – I'm glad,
I don't think they ever had a great back.
Josh Jacobs from Oakland. I'm just glad they don't have that guy because that guy can play. But, I don't think they don't have a great back. But they're going to have to get the running game going. They know the Chiefs are vulnerable against the run.
Yeah.
They also know the Chiefs linebackers are vulnerable trying to cover backside of the backfield as well. Chiefs are vulnerable because they don't tackle real well. They're getting a little bit better, but they're still really lacking that area. Let me talk to you as a defensive lineman. Going up against a guy like Tom Brady, who is not Lamar Jackson, who is not run all over the field, okay, stays, you know, pretty much in that pocket. You love a guy like that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's favorable for the guy that you know that's going to be there. You know, if you're on the other side, you're playing against a Patrick Mahomes, you got to be more constructive than what you rush. You can't let him. You can't just give away something because he'll step up in your run or he'll reverse the field on your run. But Tom Brady moves within the pocket. It's just a simple fact between the guards and the tackle. His little bubble in there, and he hates to get off rhythm. And when I say that, is that he's a timing quarterback. He goes 1,001, 1,002, and he's trying to get rid of that football. Unless it's a longer route, he would keep it to 1,004. But if you can get him off that mark, and he gets back on that back foot, and he just hops and throws and releases, and he's getting that timing down, he could be very dangerous. Now, when you disrupt that, he becomes really frustrated because he doesn't feel comfortable, and then he just, you know, and he starts to rush and get out of spot, and then you hit him early. Which he do not like to get hit early in ball games. He like to feel like, okay, protect my pocket where I can see and read and go downfield with the ball. So it'd be very important with those big guys in the middle. 95, got to have a big game this week. That's my guy.
Game.
That's
you
my
got,
guy.
And Chris Frank Jones Clark, has. Yeah, Frank Clark now has a little bit of a shoulder again. That thing keeps recurring. It makes everybody nervous. You worry about him not being available.
Well, I'm almost sucked to see, you know, what's really wrong with Frank and wrong with his shoulder. And maybe he just needs to just get some time off, you know, and try to get this thing ready for the preseason. I mean, for the postseason play, because it seems to every time he comes back, he re-injures it.
Re-injures it.
Like, you know, what you want him to just be done with it in one game that's in the regular season. I'd rather have them at the end. That's what you're paying for, to try to finish, right?
Yeah, I think that's going to be up to doctors and trainers to tell them
absolutely
whether he's really good or not, but everybody's worried about that. So in the other thing about Tom Brady, I've never seen him get hit as much as he has gotten hit, and not just this season, but last season as well. He took a beating last week again. I mean, he was on his back a lot. His uniform, he normally comes out of games several years past. He came out like he never played, like he was never out there. He's never dirty. Nobody could ever get to the guy. Now, all of a sudden, everybody seems to get to him, and they're sacking him.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think that he's having they're not having a great offensive protection up front. Now, I know they had a little few injuries here and there that's been hampering them throughout the season, but I think that and they seem to, do all the trick plays and whatever else to try to save him or whatever. But he haven't just been totally comfortable in the pocket up on that line. But I think that, him getting hit like he is, I'm sure it's been addressed.
Yeah,
And Belichick said, we don't protect our quarterback, we don't have a chance. And that's going to be probably their number one thing. So they'll push him in all phases this week to play, to their highest potential for this team, because I'm sure Coach Belichick probably sitting in there telling them, like, hey, you know what, these guys trying to replace you. And, they say they're the next one up. And, it takes something, a little spark like that. Even say Tom Brady is not the same. I mean, something to motivate this guy. For some reason, all these years, he's been great for a certain reason, that he hear people talk about him in such a negative way and not give him the glory. Maybe we need to reverse it. Tell him how great he is.
Right.
Well, a little reverse psychology, right?
I think he knows, too. And he also knows the end is near for him, whether it's this is the last season or next season. It's coming here pretty quick. I know he'd like to get one more Super Bowl, but if you can frustrate him enough, if you can knock him around enough, maybe this would be his last year.
It's closing in on him, and, him selling his house up and his house up for sale is, I don't know if it's
in
the statement.
You're not falling for that stuff, are you? Come on.
I don't know if it's really.
You know how many times you told me you were selling your house?
Well,
the year I don't hear is the year you go to Denver.
Yeah, hey. But I never sold my house. I've always lived here. That's the thing about it. I never moved, even when I lived in other places. Once I came here, it became my home, my permanent home. And that's why, I've always, I got adjusted to it, man. I'm just right up the street at Nebraska, and we've been having our problems up there. And I got,
we won't talk about Scott Frost right now.
Yeah.
He
did get an extension, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He got an extension.
I really thought.
I just think it's for the recruits that's coming in.
Right. Well, get off the subject just a little. We'll get back here. But I thought, boy, what a great hire. I thought, what a great hire, because he had such success before that. And I just went, what a great hire by Nebraska. Let the native son go out and establish himself somewhere else, and then we're going to bring him home, and it's going to be it's easy. Hey. Football ain't easy, is it?
It's not easy, bro.
Football ain't easy.
Not easy.
Let me talk to you about the Chiefs offense, okay? Mm-hmm. You're a defensive player. You have to face somebody like Patrick Mahomes. What kind of a headache does that guy give you?
Well, first of all, it's a big headache because, these quarterbacks now is totally different than when we played. When I played, it was, the pocket quarterback.
Yes.
The Montanas, the Marinos, the Elways, all those guys that sit there, and Kelly sit there forever. He didn't care. He just had to sit there until his receiver got open. Never ran. I mean, Elway will run out of the pocket sometime. But back to Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is he can do so many great things. And he showed just last week on that run that when he scrambled, for about 20, 30 yards to score that touchdown or whatever it was, I think that, it's showing that, okay, my legs are good enough. I can still get through this thing and I can run it. And it raises one eye, because he do want to throw the ball from the pocket, but if he just happen to run, he will hurt you. And that's the thing about quarterbacks. Defense, we don't expect that. We don't expect quarterbacks to run out of the pocket. But almost you got to have a guy to spy the guy, because he's right there. And, the guys up front got to continue to rush in him. And you can't over-pursue him, because he know how to get out the back door. He know how to get out the front door. And when I say that, reverse field twice to make you have to work extra hard to get to him. And then just when you think he's out of bounds, he throws the football.
Yeah.
Not just for first down, for touchdowns and stuff. And it's a real, real big headache for the one that have to face him. I know Belichick probably not sleep this week.
Yeah, right.
Because the kid is that good. I mean, he's really brought excitement to not just to the city, but to the National Football League. And my hats go off to him because I think it's going to be for a long period of time. And that always depends on how great a luck you have as far as injuries and everything else that can keep you on the field. But it raised a real, real big problem trying to have a game plan for him. And I'm sure New England's going to come out and try to rush him and try to hit him early. But they want to keep him in the pocket. And I think that they're going to take away the top, which is, you know, they'll probably take away Tyreek Hill. And they're going to take, you know, probably take, you know, they're going to mix it around and try to take the back away from you because they know, you know, they don't want the back to come out and screen plays like that. But I think Kelsey's going to have to have a big game this week. The balls he's dropped, he's my guy. You know, offenses, when you got to go to him, lean on him, you got to lean on him. You know, get him involved early. And think about Kelsey. If you don't get him early, he seems to just like, fade into the game. And
he sort of goes away mentally.
He goes away a little bit to me, and I think they know that. I think that they need to just get him more involved early. I know they try to do a screenplay or something early to him to get him in the rhythm, because he's going to be the key. They can't double everybody.
No, right.
Somebody got to win, and I think that guy can win for you.
The other guy sort of disappeared like this. Sammy Watkins.
Sammy Watkins. Yeah, I was going to say that. Sammy Watkins is you know, I watched this kid all the way through, you know, through Clemson and how great he was, you know, as a college player. And it seems like, you know, I don't know if he's shutting it off or doing whatever, you know, but he's just not that same guy. I mean, for some reason, to me, I just think that he needs to get his act together. If he really want to play this game, you know, for a number of years left in his
career. Yeah, he's got about 3 more years.
He's got to step it up, brother. Right. He got to step it up and make some big plays. We know he's capable of it. Now, it might be his call this week. I say, okay, we're going to get you involved. This is your week. And it might bring the spark to him.
Right.
You have so many weapons that the Chiefs is on offense. It's almost scary to say who's the guy. You know, what plays are we going to pick this week? What plays are we going to run and keep him honest? And who are we going to get all involved? And if you listen to the interviews this week, and I've heard, you know, Patrick Mahomes speaking, he's like, well, you know, New England's a great team. He said, but I'm gonna have to do whatever it takes. I'm gonna have to look at whatever they give me.
Yeah, right.
You know, whatever they give me, I'm gonna have to take it. So basically, in his mind, he's telling me like, okay, if they give me the check down, then I'm gonna have to take the check down and go through that. Or if they give me that one-on-one match that I want, I'm gonna take that. And he's telling you what he's gonna do basically, because it's in his mind, but. They do so many different things, and they do it so many different times, and they don't show it all the time. So New England is that type of team. So it's going to be sketch and stone to how it's going to really, you know, unfold for them offensively. But going against a great defense, I'm just excited about that game. This is one of the games I just want to see. Set the statement down. Don't have to worry about them later down the road. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, and the other thing with Patrick Mahomes is interesting. Today during his press conference, he talked about he went back over this football game this week. He went back over this game this week. I'm sorry.
Last year.
Yeah, the AFC Championship game from last year. He just said, you know, he even admitted, he said, I was just too nervous. I was just too nervous.
What a moment.
We went into it. Yeah. It was a huge time. It's something huge to admit.
It takes you a year to really realize how important and how these games are played, and how, you know, people don't understand you can get scared. You know?
Yeah, sure. Not afraid to play the football game. They're not afraid to play the game.
The moment.
They're afraid of making a mistake.
The moment can hit you anytime, and if you allow it to do that and take control of you, then you kind of like it's not failing yourself. I can tell you when I got scared, I played better because I feel like you were more scared
because you're afraid to make a mistake.
Yeah, absolutely. If I make a mistake going 100 miles an hour, I'm fine with it because nobody's going to see it. But it's different with a quarterback saying that, and that's good. That means that he's growing. Yeah, he's growing up. So if that moment ever come again, he goes like, okay, I got this.
Right. And you know, I think he's thinking about this week. It's a big game. And I think that, to me, this is great because I think that's the way these guys are thinking. Like, a lot of people are saying, well, it doesn't mean much because you got the AFC West.
Well, I think,
no, it means a lot because you're playing New England. You may have to meet them again. Time to establish some authority over this football team that's been kicking everybody's butt in the NFL for so long.
And I think that Patrick Mahomes, really, in his mind, he wants to be Tom Brady.
Oh, sure he does. Well, who would?
And I think I believe that it won't take him much to get up for this game because he's going to get up for this game. It's no question. And I know he haven't been playing well in the last 2 weeks. I'm not buying into it because I know how great he can be. He will get back to that. But I think that everybody else got to come along, because when he get he's going to step it up this week. He really wants this win.
All right, buddy. Neil Smith's in here with me. You are listening to Crunch Time here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We are at the clinic, the CBD American Shaman Medical Clinic here, the Acasa Care Clinic. We are at College and Metcalf. We're right behind Applebee's. They will soon have another clinic open at about 117th and Row. We'll talk about that once that gets open. But right now we're here. Come on down and join us here at the Acasa Care. We're at College of Metcalf, right behind Applebee's, like I said. Remember, if you're stopping in any CBD American Shaman store all across the metro, there are over 40 of them now, folks. Just go in and say, hey, I want the 8-10-30. That means the 8-10 special, 30% off anything in a store. And that is at any store, any CBD American Shaman shop in the metropolitan area. So,
but if you stop here, they got some more T-shirts there.
They got T-shirts here. We got T-shirts here. We got a little I see a little something in the back back there.
A little food.
A little this, a little that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You're not going to have to wait till the show's over before we
absolutely
get into a little of that.
Yeah, yeah.
A little of this is okay.
I mean,
a little of that is probably for a little bit later.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm going to give you some time off here. I'm going to be joined next by Daniel Harms. He's with arrowheadguys.com. He's a film analyst. We're going to talk a little bit about the Chiefs and what he is breaking down film-wise. And once again, you're listening to Crunch Time, presented by CBD American Shaman.
Kansas City's hometown sports station, Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, welcome back to Crunch Time. Frank Bull. Crunch Time, of course, brought to you by CBD American Shaman. We are at the Acasa Care CBD American Shaman Clinic. It's at College in Metcalf, right behind the Applebee's. We've been here many times before. They got a nice spread in the back in there for you. Come on in and join us. Remember, just walk in and say 8-10-30, and you'll get 30% off any product inside the CBD American Shaman shop here at the Acasa Care Center at College of Metcalf and at any of their other over 40 stores located in the metropolitan area. Don't forget, U.S. Hemp Authority certified. Don't just go in and buy CBD anywhere. Make sure what's inside the bottle and it's outside all the bottles. They'll tell you because it's third-party tested, 0.3% or less THC. And, it's just, they're the best, okay? One of the top CBD companies in the entire country, and they're based right here in Kansas City. Can't go wrong. CBD American Shaman. And every Wednesday night from 6 to 7, 30% off any store in the metro as long as you walk in and say 8-10-30. Okay, joining me now on the other end of the line, folks, you really should give him a follow on Twitter. It's D_Harms, H-A-R-M-S 19. That's D_Harms 19. He is Daniel Harms, arrowheadguys.com, and he is a film analyst. And we've had Daniel on before. Daniel, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing good, Frank. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Let's break this down a little bit, this football game, not the game. Let's talk about your film analytics a little bit. You've broken down the offense. The offense looks different than it did last year. I think that's evident. Of course, Patrick Mahomes hasn't been in for every snap. He's been injured. Had to bring in Matt Moore to take over for him. But how different is this offense when Patrick Mahomes is in than it was last year with Patrick Mahomes?
Well, the offense itself really is structured to run the same way, but they've had so many injuries on offensive lines that they've had a hard time finding that continuity that you need in an offensive line to really prosper in the NFL. And going from Mitch Morse to Austin Ryder has really hurt the collective offensive line, as it would turn out. He's not a very good center. I know that he hasn't allowed very many pressures this year, but he doesn't have a lot of tackles lining up across his face in pass protection. He's usually helped, so he's not always responsible for keeping men off of Patrick Mahomes. And that really has kind of hurt the offensive line and Mahomes trying to get through his progressions. He has less time. He feels he has less time because he's usually pressured. So he finds himself moving out of the pocket before he should. And I think that the injury lingering as long as it did kind of set some bad footwork issues in. He throws off of his back foot too many times, and times where he has enough time before pressure gets there to set his feet and then throw, he still opts to throw off of his back foot, which is, we know he can make those kind of throws, but to consistently make throws downfield and accurate throws, you need to really set your feet and get into that throw. So going forward, I think that now that the offensive line's starting to get healthier, the continuity itself should lend to better offensive production and allow Mahomes to get through more of his progressions. And he just needs to make a conscious effort to have proper footwork more often.
Now, I could be wrong with this. We're talking to Daniel Harms, arrowheadguys.com. He's their film analyst. It's D_Harms, H-A-R-M-S, 19. Folks, I'm telling you, follow this guy. He knows what the heck he's talking about. The offense, to me, looks different from this standpoint. Number one, it looks like defenses are playing the Chiefs even when Patrick Mahomes was healthy in the first few games of the season. It looked like the defenses were doing a lot of rushing four guys, not blitzing a whole lot of guys, dropping five guys sort of underneath and setting two guys deep and say, okay, try to beat us deep now. Is that what you've seen?
I mean, I believe that the Ravens did that, but Patrick Mahomes picked their defense
right
apart for most of that game. And that's really what it comes down to, is you can't blitz Mahomes because he will find the open man very quickly. That's what he built last year off of, beating the blitz. And so when it comes down to playing that coverage, we have seen a little bit more coverage, less blitz. But I've gone through most of the film through this year already, and I think a lot of it has to do with what I've already mentioned, is him getting through his progressions. I don't think he's seen, for instance, Sammy Watkins open as often as he is. When I charted his snaps this season, he was open 54% of the time. So every other route that he ran, he was open. And for, good chunk, 15-plus 20-yard gains and sometimes. And even against the Raiders, there were a few plays that Mahomes left on the field where he checked it to his first read, either Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce, for a modest 7, 8, 9 yard gain, where he had Sammy breaking for possibly a touchdown. Obviously, that throw across his body on 3rd and 14 would have been a touchdown to Sammy Watkins had the wind not played a factor. But I think he's kind of in his own head a little bit, and with the injury, like I said previously, and the offensive line, it's not giving him time to really get through those progressions. So if he gets a few extra seconds, a second here or there, to help him get to those extra reads, there's guys open on this team. And granted, they haven't played great against man coverage, but Tyreek Hill is impossible to guard man to man. And Sammy Watkins has shown that given time, he will get open in man coverage as well. It's not his strongest asset, but he will get open. So they need to kind of facilitate ways to get the ball out quickly sometimes, to maybe back off some of that man coverage that we've seen from the defenses and allow him to then use a little bit of play action or RPOs that will get the ball deeper down the field. I'm not that worried about the offense. If they go into New England and it continues to happen, then I'll start to get a little more worried.
All right, we're talking to Daniel Harms, arrowheadguys.com, D_Harms, H-A-R-M-S, 19. The thing last year, it almost seemed like Patrick Mahomes never had an incompletion. We obviously know that's not true, but it just seemed he made every throw. Every ball got caught, and they were just rolling. Of course, 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards. Obviously, they had a terrific year. To me, the passes, you can miss the deep pass, the deep throws, just because of the fact that they're deeper. The thing that concerns me is it seems that the intermediate patterns, the ones that he never seemed to miss last season, it's very inconsistent in that 10 to 15 yard range downfield.
That's interesting. I haven't seen so much of him with his inaccuracy. He's still pretty accurate, but I think you pointed it out, their defenses are trying to muddy up the middle of the field a little bit, because that's where he gets a lot of those chunk yards. We see that Travis Kelce will take a 10-yard catch and turn it into more because of his ability to make guys miss and get in the open field. So when it comes to, I think a lot of the play calling this year has been a little vanilla as well. And I'm not sure whether Andy Reid designed it that way, but the play calling looks very similar to last year with the same type of screens, not as many jet sweep motions as you would normally have seen. Some of the RPOs, they look the same. So at least this is just to my eye. I'm not an expert on the offense. That's more Andy Reid calling his own plays. But for everything I've seen, it looks similar. So I'm wondering if he's kind of saving some of these play calls for, say, the Patriots game or into the playoffs to really allow the offense to flourish. Because when it comes down to it, even with the offensive issues they've had, and even the ones they had against the Raiders, they still put up 40 points or 30-plus, discounting the interception return touchdown that Juan Thornhill
right.
had. So I think they're finding themselves ways to win games that don't necessarily require Mahomes to be perfect. And right now, I think that's okay for this team. Going forward, they know that they have the access to those explosive plays with the playmakers they have. And as we inch closer to the playoffs, I would be surprised to see a little bit more completion downfield.
All right, we're talking with Daniel Harms, arrowheadguys.com, D_Harms19. He is a film analyst. Let's switch over to the defense. What are your thoughts? How much better are they getting? Is it just tiny little steps forward? Or do you think they're going to take a major step here, or we sort of got what we got?
Well, I think we've seen that Spags understands the players that he has now. He knows the safeties, the linebackers, the corners, the defense. He knows the guys that he's got and their strengths, their weaknesses. And we're seeing, especially in the secondary, them playing to their strengths and him playing them in positions that allow them to be successful. And I think we saw it a little bit against the Raiders. Everyone thought going to that game that we would see them try to stop the run and make Derek Carr beat them. But they kind of allowed the Raiders to have a little bit of run success because they knew that Derek Carr was going to throw short passes and get the ball out quickly, and that allowed them to pick them off a couple times. And that really kind of derailed their plans, even though Josh Jacobs had over 100 yards rushing. It didn't really seem to concern Spags. So we're seeing him game plan for offenses, and it's not always going to be what we think it's going to be, and it's paid off. It paid off against the Chargers. It picked Rivers off four times, and with this past game, we saw the two and then one interception turn for a touchdown. So outside of the linebackers, which are probably the least talented group that the defense has, he's getting the most out of his front four and his safety group and his corners, which is impressive considering the corners aren't all that talented either, but we're seeing Charvarius Ward find success, and Fenton, who's a rookie, come in and play well in the slot. Breland is playing pretty well on the outside as well. But the safety play has been, by and large, the best improvement group they've had on defense. Tyrann Mathieu and Juan Thornhill have solidified the issues that they had last year at safety, and it's really helped in the run game and the pass game. We don't see all that many deep shots being taken downfield on this team because they're locked down across in the back end. And when they were able to put Fuller at safety and bring Matthew or Thornhill down in the box, that's where they really thrive. So I think that this defense is still going to get better, and especially with now, I believe, Xavier Williams was just activated to return from injured reserve today. So that will help the defensive line rotate bodies out, which will help the run game and the pass rush game. So it's only going to get better, in my opinion, and I think that they can go into New England on Sunday and really get after Tom Brady, which is something they had trouble doing in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, right, and I think a lot of people have been knocking Tom Brady around too, and I think it's number one is his wide receivers can't get open. He's relying on Julian Edelman, so the defenses are concentrating on Edelman, and he's getting frustrated.
Oh, yeah. It's a big problem.
Yeah, it is. Okay, well, what are your thoughts about this week? What do you think is going to happen up in Foxborough?
Well, from what I understand, there's no call for heavy winds, so I'm not seeing any more issues with the deep ball on for Patrick Mahomes. I think he's going to have his best game since he returned from injury. And it really sets up. I know that the Patriots defense is really good, but young quarterbacks in Lamar Jackson and now Deshaun Watson has found success against them. And I think that, the Patriots are probably going to try to do some of the things they did in the AFC Championship game, where they're going to bracket Tyreek Hill and try to body up Travis Kelce. And they're going to have to go to Sammy Watkins a little bit more and get Mecole Hardman on the field, which will really spread that defense in the middle. And if they can find a way to stop the stunts up front of the New England Patriots, because this offensive line is not very good at picking up stunts, so they might have to use a little more Blake Bell blocking to help facilitate some time for Patrick Mahomes. He's going to get Mecole Hardman or Sammy Watkins deep on the touchdown pass this week, I think, especially because they're going to commit two guys to Tyreek Hill and another to Travis Kelce. So I don't really see the offense of the Patriots giving this team much trouble unless they have been really faking this whole season about their offensive struggles. They're going to be able to limit what the Patriots do because they can't really run the football all that well either. So I think Chris Jones is going to have a big game. Their center, I believe, is now out as well. He's going to tear on that offensive line. And I think they're going to get a couple sacks on Brady and really frustrate him this game. And this is a game that the Chiefs can win. And I know a lot of people coming into the season may have marked this down as a loss, but I think Sunday they go in and they put up 30 on the Patriots.
I'm with you. I'm really pro-Chiefs this weekend. I think got a great chance to knock this team off, and they got a lot of motivation. Hey, Daniel, I really appreciate you joining me. Daniel Harms, arrowheadguys.com, D_Harms, H-A-R-M-S 19. He's a great follow, great film analyst. You can tell he really takes this this really seriously. And, Daniel, I appreciate you joining us tonight, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me on, Frank. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, Daniel Harms joining us tonight on Crunch Time. I am at CBD American Shaman, the Akasa Care Clinic. We are at College in Metcalf right behind the Applebee's. Come on in. You still have some time to get 30% off in any CBD American Shaman shop all across the metro. Just walk in and go 8, 10, 30. That means you get your 30% off from 8, 10. Okay, so CBD American Shaman, always get the best. And CBD American Shaman is the best. We'll be back. Neil Smith, I think Dr. Jesse Lopez is going to join us for a minute or two as well. Talk a little bit about Neil. Neil's talking stem cells? I got to talk to Neil Smith. We'll be right back after this.
The most powerful sports station in America has a home in Kansas City. This is Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, welcome back to Crunch Time. CBD American Shaman right here at College of Metcalf behind the Applebee's. CBD American Shaman, of course, the top CBD company in the country.
How about that, huh?
Yeah. We're joined now by Dr. Jesse Lopez. Neil Smith has rejoined me, and I guess Neil's been hurting a little bit. Doc, you're going to take care of my buddy here, aren't you?
He has. He's going to have the first brain transplant ever. right here in the office.
If it's broke,
No, don't do that to him. He'll lose the personality.
Okay, all right. Let's not do that.
You know my motto is, right? If it's broke, I'm going to fix it.
That's exactly right.
Fix my brain, Doc. Okay.
Thanks. Okay, we'll find something else to fix.
And if it ain't broke, I'm going to screw it up anyway. So
exactly. It's not there anyway.
Go ahead.
Well, we are going to be looking at some of the aches and pains that Neil has been having, something we commonly see that comes through our clinic, a lot of sports-related injuries, whether it's football, soccer, tennis. We see a lot of joints and joint problems.
Right.
And so Neil's going to be working with us so that we can hopefully help him with some of his issues.
So how are you doing? Like, what kind of pain you got? I know it's all football related.
You know what? You
playing
know,
for
to
every,
be honest, Frank, I've never had no problem with my knees. And finally, you know,
I never had knee operation or injury.
I mean, because I always used to have this little thing I kept to myself, keep them off my money. Chop blocks and cut blocks I used to hate, you know, when I get them. So I just protect myself at all time. And I think I was just walking one time, and I just felt this little
twinge in my knee.
And come to find out I did, you know, I told my meniscus and didn't even know. My knee started swelling up. I didn't even know. So, and I was just telling Doc, I said, this is the perfect time for you to now do something for me. So he'll explain to what he's thinking about doing with me with the stem cell part of it.
Okay, so Neil comes to you, says, this is what I've got, Doc. Okay, ex-football player, got the meniscus, and you then tell him what? After you examine him and do everything you've got to do.
All those good things, look at x-rays.
Yes, right.
All the appropriate steps that's necessary to evaluate someone. But one of the leading-edge aspects of care of joint injuries is the utilization of stem cells and exosomes. Mm-hmm. And there are FDA-approved products for the utilization of those types of injuries. And the goal is to create or provide a lattice for that tissue to heal and regenerate. A lot of folks think that the stem cell is actually what causes the tissue to regrow, but that's not the case. It actually creates an environment for the healing to occur.
Right.
To heal that tendon, heal that ligament. And that's one of the things that we're going to be looking at, as well as some new advances in the area, things called exosomes. Exosomes are basically a type of product that is stimulated by the stem cells in a joint that is very anti-inflammatory in nature. And what's really nice is that we're seeing an improvement in prices on these kinds of things.
Yeah, right.
Because it can be fairly costly. So we're going to try to use a combination of things to help with that situation.
Yeah, right. So, and then, you know, I know you don't, being pain-free is huge. I mean, I know you talked to a lot of your ex-teammates and other guys around the NFL about, you know, pain.
Well, pain is going to be with us. You know, we took on this profession knowing that, you know, not to know that the repercussion after football would actually, you know, lead you into this. And my main objective was is that I've always went natural.
Yeah.
I've never did anything that I would over, you know, the opiates. I stayed away from
The opiates. You know, yeah, you don't
I
want
mean,
to.
I mean, any of that stuff, it was never me. I just wanted to find the natural way of healing my body. I couldn't run into some better people.
You bet.
In American Shaman doing this.
Okay, that's great. Neil, thanks a lot. Dr. Jesse Lopez, I know you join me virtually every Sunday morning on CBD and You. I appreciate that. We appreciate CBD American Shaman. Remember, 30% off, 6 to 7 every Wednesday night. Walk into your local store, no matter where it is. There's over 40 in the area. Just go in and say 8, 10, 30. Remember, CBD American Shaman, U.S. Hemp Authority certified, third-party tested. It's the best stuff you can buy. Just don't go into a gas station or convenience store, see something that says it's CBD, and put it in your body because you have no idea what is inside of that product. So you've been listening tonight to
Crunch Time. Follow the Chiefs right here on your home for the NFL playoffs and the Super Bowl. Sports Radio 810 WHB.